T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good evening, fellow deplorables. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland here on Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. You know, all those things liberals love to hate. Thank you for joining us this evening. We have a great show planned for you tonight. Matt Philbin from Newsbusters is going to try to explain why USA soccer star Megan Rapinoe says she'll defy the Olympic Committee's ban on protests on the field. Megan Rapinoe, wow. I mean, she makes Colin Kaepernick look patriotic. I'm telling you, I would literally wear a Kaepernick jersey before, well, not next weekend. I wouldn't wear a Kaepernick jersey, but I'd wear a Kaepernick jersey before I'd wear a Rapinoe anything. That damn there is just frightening. State Representative Nick Hoheisel will join us in studio for this week's legislative update. Peter Northcutt and Brittany Jones are going to tell us about this week's House and Senate committee hearings on the Value Them Both constitutional amendment. We'll also get an analysis of the governor's tax and spend budget from Michael Austin from the Kansas Policy Institute. We were hoping to get to that last week, but we just had too much fun talking with the Republican socialist running for the U.S. Senate. I can't believe I bumped Michael. Dusty, how did you let me bump a Republican, a tax guy for a Republican socialist? But it was just too much fun. I mean, he was just hilarious. Curtis Houck from the Media Research Center is going to expose how the media tried to demonize Second Amendment rights advocates at a rally in Virginia on Monday. This was actually laughable. Apparently, if you own a gun, you're a terrorist. You're a domestic terrorist, and you'll just have to listen to it for yourself. It's hilarious. And Kansas Republican Party Chairman Mike Kuckelman is going to tell us about the upcoming GOP state convention. And Colin Craig from SecondStreet.org is going to tell us he's from Canada, and he's going to give us an update on Canada's growing trend in Medicaid tourism, despite the fact that Canadians already have government-provided health care. Maybe they can let Jim Denning know how well Medicaid and free health care goes. But, well, we'll save that for later. And, of course, we want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Before we kick things off this evening, I want to make sure you're aware of a couple of huge, we have huge events coming up this week. On Tuesday, the Kansas Chamber is having their annual dinner at the Stormont Vale Event Center in Topeka, featuring former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer. And then next weekend, the Kansas Republican Party is hosting their annual convention. That's the 31st through the 2nd in Olathe, with special guest Kellyanne Conway. You can find information and links and tickets to both of these events on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. You won't want to miss either of these awesome events, and I hope to see you there. I'm planning on attending both, so we will see you there, giving you a little bit of an update from Topeka. Speaking of updates from Topeka, the Kansas Senate Public Health and Welfare Committee began its public hearings on the Denning-Kelly Obamacare expansion plan this week. And it was a never-ending parade of entitlement seekers with empty promises and no plans to pay for them. What should not be happening, however, occurred about 10 minutes into the hearings when the Senate's own quote-unquote Republican majority leader, Jim Denning, took to the podium and continued to sell out his colleagues, his party, and his principles by endorsing Governor Kelly's plan.
Good morning. Welcome to the committee.
Good morning, committee. Senator Solentrop, appreciate the opportunity to appear before your committee in support of Senate Bill 252. Senate Bill 252 was the bipartisan agreement that the governor and I came to using the language in the Senate Select Committee, the RS that was mentioned earlier by the reviser. We took that language and we took the recommendations that that committee recommended, and we came up with a good compromise bill, which is now Senate Bill 252.
Okay, now that was Jim caved to Kelly's first lie of the day. Trust me, there will be more. He says he took the recommendations from the Select Committee and came up with a better bill, and he says that this was a good, quote, compromise bill. Okay, well, let's just analyze his Republican compromise bill, shall we? Let's see. The Republicans, of which Jim Denning is supposedly the majority leader, recommended work requirements be included in any Obamacare expansion bill. let's look here. Wait, there's no work requirements. Okay, they're not in there. Let's take a look at another one here. Why aren't they there, you might ask? Because Laura Kelly said so. That's why they're not there. Because Comrade Kelly doesn't want them there. And because Jim obeys, she says he'll, he says yes, ma'am. But never fear, caved to Kelly Denning has a solution. The state will ask new applicants work-related questions that they must answer in order to get coverage.
We have written assurance from Dr. Norman that these questions will be submitted in the 1115 and become part of the eligibility process. If the member does not answer these questions, they are not eligible for Medicaid. The answer to the question is not relevant to them being eligible, but they must answer. When we get these questions answered, we'll have analytics, and we can make an analytical decision 2 or 3 years from now when we see what Kansas database looks like.
Okay. What an idiot. Okay, so presumably the state will ask applicants if they're working, applying for work, etc. They will not, however, ask their immigration status. We'll get to that. But the answers are irrelevant to your application. So they can ask an applicant if they're applying for work, and they can respond in Klingon, for that matter. They just can't leave the question blank. So as long as you respond, it's acceptable. So I can be asked, are you working, and respond with, go flank yourself, and that's an acceptable answer. Next. The Republicans, of which Jim Denning is supposedly the majority leader, recommended ensuring taxpayer dollars would not be used to pay for abortions in any Obamacare expansion bill. Let's look at the bill. Wait. Nope, it's not in there. Okay, let's keep looking. Here, the Republicans, of which Jim Denning is supposedly the majority leader, also recommended a conscientious objection exception for providers so that clinicians wouldn't have to perform procedures that violated their closely held religious or ethical beliefs. Well, that's reasonable. That's got to be in there. Let's look at... Oh, wait, no, that's not in here. I thought caved to Kelly Denning said he took the recommendations of the committee. So, wow. What did change here? What did he and Comrade Kelly actually agree to then?
Section number 4 was the monthly premium, and the Senate Select Committee had it at 5% of household income. We ended up going with a fixed rate of 25 per member at a maximum of $100 per household to make it
okay,
easier.
Okay, so the committee recommended that if the state expand Obamacare, enrollees should actually have to pay something, have a little skin in the game in order to get coverage, up to 5% of their income. But even that was too much for Governor Bleeding Hearts. So she pulled on Jim Leach to get him down to $25 per person or $100 per family limit. Oh, and get this. If you don't pay it, you still get coverage. Okay, so let's review here this caved to Kelly plan that Jim Denning says is a quote-unquote compromise. Let's just take a look here, okay? Your supposed majority leader says this is a compromise bill, so let's review. Keep in mind, according to Jim Denning, this is a Republican compromise version, but it includes taxpayer-funded abortions, zero work requirements, taxpayer-funded Medicaid for illegals, and no allowance for conscientious objection. Wow. Doesn't sound very Republican to me. We'll take a quick break. Then State Representative Nick Hoheisel will join us in studio for this week's legislative update. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.